Hello, welcome to Let It Fly, episode 16. I am your host, Aaron Makem. And every time I start recording this, I swear to God, the phone rings. It keeps being a telemarketer. It's making me very angry. Anyhow, I wanted to talk about conversions this week. And, you know, what conversions, you know, I'm enjoying it. And I wanted to explain, you know, why I am so super excited about an event, which doesn't happen very often. You know, we've had some good events in the past that, you know, a lot of people have enjoyed, but I think for most of us, what the problem is just that the fact that everything ties into an event and then we don't get any, you know, regular story from some of the books that don't really need to be tied to it. You know, I mean, they seem to tie everything together. Anyway, with convergence, you know, when New 52 started, you know, a lot of people did not love it. I was one of those people. There were some books that I really enjoyed. Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. You know, I was really enjoying that, and I liked the fact that the DC was kind of branching out and doing a lot of other books that they might not otherwise do to see what would work. Because I think that, you know, they were trying to try some different things that maybe weren't as well known. And since they were rebooting it, essentially you're rebooting your a whole new company, you know, with a whole new line, then, you know, why not try and see what'll happen, what'll stick. Now, for me, it's all about story and telling me good stories. You know, I don't care what your you know, political agenda is. I don't care what, you know, your religious agenda is. I don't care about any of that stuff. Just tell me a good story, you know. And if you can include that information in there, you know, you can sell me on that. Then, and, you know, that's your, you have a point to make, then go ahead and do it. I just really wasn't loving the stories. I mean, I guess that was it. And I'm not going to say these books are bad or anything. I'm just going to say they're not for me because I didn't really love them. But, you know, my biggest thing here was that people would gripe and say, it's not my DC, it's not my Batman, it's not my Superman, it's not my Wonder Woman, you know. You know, and of course it's not yours, because if it was yours, you'd be a multimillionaire and you probably wouldn't be reading comic books. But, you know, my thing was, is that, okay, well, if this is not your Batman, there's, you know, 30 years of Batman comics to go and investigate. You know, I am a huge fan of the Justice Society. I mean, that's my favorite team, I think. I don't know why. It just happened one day. And I really enjoy reading that stuff. I have by no means even scratched the surface of what's available. I wanted some new Justice Society stuff, and I got Earth 2. And at first, I was disappointed not in Earth 2, but in the fact that since we got Earth 2, that we probably wouldn't get a Justice Society. But, you know, I had plenty more to read, you know, all the back issues I can go back and get, excuse me, and all those other stories. But, you know, I found myself reading the Earth 2 stuff and I'm starting to really love it. And it wasn't, you know, like I said, you know, my disappointment and no JSA wasn't the fact that they didn't have some of these characters, but some of the characters that I really liked in the JSA, it's the history of them that made them who they were. You know, you had Wildcat, you had Jay Garrick and Alan Scott, and these guys had been around the block. And so they were, when they were trying to teach the younger heroes, I think the most valuable thing that they had to offer was teaching the younger heroes how to be heroes, how to act, and, you know, how to, you know, do the right thing. That it was hard sometimes to do that. And the Earth 2 heroes, you know, a little bit different, but I started falling in love with it. Earth 2 became one of my favorite books. Anyway, so all this time, you know, I've been trying to tell people, hey, all this stuff matters. I mean, you act like all the old Batman, all the old Wonder Woman and Superman stuff, it doesn't matter. And the thing is, that's an alternate universe. So it does matter, and it matters in that universe. And you have all of that to read. There's just so much out there to read. And this is and that's just the old stuff, let alone the new stuff. You know, there's a million new things out there. But so Convergence, for me, has tied all that together and said, look, all this stuff has mattered. Everything has mattered because it's all here. It's all in this gigantic universe that's encompassing many universes. I mean, everything is here. So far, I have not read a Convergence book I have not liked. There is just so many good ones out there, and so much, so, you know, there's so much to take from it. You know, my thing is that a lot of these books have done a really good job of, this is the first time you've read a character, or if you know this character, they have done a good job of tying that together and making that work. A prime example in one of the books, you know, you have Barbara Gordon, Oracle. And if you have never met the character, you just, you know, it's a great introduction. She has a line in the story, you know, this is a minor spoiler for those of you that haven't, read some of the Convergence books, where she realizes that they're being monitored. And so she's thinking in her head, I'm Barbara Gordon, I'm Oracle, and, you know, I've been on this case for, you know, the last 10 minutes, as soon as she realizes they're monitored. And you're seeing that her, you know, we know her as being this brilliant computer hacker, and, you know, being able to bring all this information together, you know, all the different information she's getting all over the place. And that's what she does. So if you didn't know that that's what she did, well, then there was your introduction. But if you have been reading Barbara Gordon, Oracle, and Birds of Prey and all that stuff for the last, 10 years, you're just like, yeah, okay, this is the Barbara Gordon that I'm familiar with. You know, this is the one that has, you know that she's going to be formidable with these people. And so I feel as though that they did a really good job with that. I am just loving what they're doing with Convergence. I'm loving the two issue stories, and I have yet to read something that has disappointed me. I have the one book that I thought for sure that I was not going to love was the Superman book. It has Superman and Supergirl in it, because we are dealing with we're not dealing with the current Superman, or it doesn't even look as though we're dealing with the Bronze Age Superman. It seems like a Silver Age Superman we're dealing with, and I thought for sure I'm not going to like this, that they were somehow going to dumb it down, and they didn't. They just did a it wasn't my favorite book of Convergence, but did a really good job with it. So I'm really digging this series. You know, ideally, and I know you're dealing with a big conglomerate here, so it's not going to happen, but ideally, how I feel, and I'm sure that the writers and the artists have a whole different perspective on this, but when you're reading the books, it feels as though they kind of gave them some freedom to say, okay, you know, you have these two issues, you have to tell the story, and some of these stories are really touching back to, you know, these heroes that, you know, disappeared during the crisis and things like that. And different time frames. It's like, not only we have different universes, it seems as though we have different time frames for some of these characters. And it feels as though they had some freedom to kind of do what they want when it comes to, I don't want to say developing the characters, but reacquainting us, you know, with these characters. And I'm sure that, you know, from their perspective, there's probably some sort of guideline they had to follow. But man, what I would love to see happen, and I'm sure it's not going to happen, but it's just, you know, we all have these pipe dreams, right? But I would love to see DC say, okay, we're going to have, you know, a whole bunch of universes when this is over, and we're going to give some people some creative control over, you know, what they do with these characters, and be able to tell the story that they want to tell, and not have to worry about some of this stuff being caught up in an event every year and things like that. And we can just, you know, we can move forward and kind of cut the cord between some of these characters, tying them together and giving the characters kind of their own, you know, their own story, and not have to worry about how it intersects everywhere else, you know. Something like The Question, which was one of my favorites of the Convergence series. You know, I'd love to see a Question series and have it, you know, be in Gotham, but not tie into Batman and all the other stuff. Just be, you know, her and you know, the Gotham PD and how they, you know, interact with one another. I think that'd be a great series. But I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't been reading previews. I don't know what's been solicited for when Convergence is over, and I don't want to know. I'm just going to see what happens. See what books, you know, really grab my attention and give everything a try. But I'm loving what's going on right now. Other news. Well, not other news, but one of those things that, you know, and it's like, honestly, it's like I complain about the complainers, and therefore that makes me a complainer. I'm going to stop doing that, but I have to get this off my chest. What I don't understand all the freaking geek hate for all of these great things we have coming our way. I just do not get it. We had three things in the last week or so that have come up that, people have just lost their mind over. Okay, the Batman versus Superman trailer. And I use the term trailer like so slight because there is literally like 5 seconds of seeing the two characters, Batman and Superman, actually moving on the screen. And, you know, obviously it's just a little teaser to give you a little taste of what's to come, kind of set up what the movie's going to be. But as soon as people saw that, they were like, oh, this is awful. This is terrible. It's going to be a terrible movie. Oh my God, the trailer was so boring. It's like, okay, well, it was about 5 seconds. It wasn't really, I don't know if it was boring or entertaining. It just kind of was. And people lost their mind over it. And I'm like, you got people going, well, I don't like the way that, you know, the S is on his uniform, and therefore it's going to be a horrible movie. And I just can't wrap my mind around that. If you didn't like Man of Steel, that's great. You know, and obviously this is a continuation of that, you know. Then I can understand you saying, you know, well, I'm worried for the film because they didn't really like Man of Steel. And I'm not sure what they're going to do with the characters. Okay, that's cool. That's a valid, like, complaint. But when you're complaining about the way the shield looks or something like that, and that suddenly you're going to hate this based on, like, 5 seconds of video, I just don't get it, man. I'm like, we're living in a time of all this great stuff coming our way. All these heroes and characters and villains and comic related stuff that we've always wanted to see on the big screen. We finally have the technology to do it and have some good movies. Fun movies maybe, I don't know, but have movies in general that we have never, been able to do before. And people were complaining. We had the Joker from the Suicide Squad, a publicity still, not even a movie, a still. And again, the internet exploded. Oh my God, he's got tattoos and stuff. This is horrible. This is going to be the worst movie ever. And it's like, well, you haven't even seen any video or a script or know what it's about. And because you had a still promo shot, suddenly it's going to be the worst ever. And I just don't get it, man. I'm like, people need to calm down about it. I mean, it's going to be a movie. It's, you know, it's not that big of a deal, and you don't really know anything about it. How can you make that call without knowing anything? And then, of course, finally, the thing that some people were griping about was the Frank Miller is going to do a third volume in The Dark Knight, making it a trilogy. And again, people, you know, just kind of lost their mind about it. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, it's not everybody's just like, oh, this is going to suck. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, the last Dark Knight thing he did was horrible, which I don't agree with. But, okay, well, if all that being said, but the first Dark Knight thing he did was great. So even if the second one was horrible, then maybe this one will be middle of the road. I mean, you don't even know. And I just don't understand basing you're not adding to the conversation, you know, when you... You know, my thing was, it's like, okay, I mean, I don't really get excited or unexcited about it. I don't, to me, it's like you announced you're going to do something. That does not get me excited or unexcited. I would like to see the thing before I can make an opinion. And I just don't get it. I don't understand why everybody gets so worked up and bent. I mean, I know as geeks, you know, we're living in a time where not only are we getting all this, you know, all these things that we've always wanted. We've always wanted to see happen. And it's something that's in our knowledge base, right? I mean, you're making movies about characters and, you know, when they're basing it off, you know, comic material, we've been reading comics for years and you kind of know about it and you're like, kind of exciting to know and maybe, you know, hope that they have some of your favorite scenes or, you know, favorite storylines included or, you know, some sort of, maybe some of your favorite characters, you know, that it's a very exciting time. And you know, as geeks one and all, we are able to, we kind of have the upper hand in this because we know something about it. You know, we're knowledgeable on some of the material. But geez, people, relax, it's a movie. If you want to see, you know, if you want the Joker from The Killing Joke, an exact replica, then go read that book. I mean, it's a book, it's a movie. You know, I'm the first one to say that when I'm watching a movie based on a book, and then you're like, you know, there's just stuff here that they didn't include. And man, if they would include that, it made this movie a lot better. But I understand it's a movie and they have to do what they got to do. I mean, they're going to change things for a lot of different reasons. But if nothing else, when they change it and make it different, I kind of find it kind of nice because I've already read the story and I like the surprises. You know, take, for example, the Divergent and Insurgent series. You know, my daughter was reading the books, and because I wanted to know what was up in her world, I read the books. You know, I try to keep up. She's a very avid reader. I try to keep up. When I say keep up, try to read like every third book of something she's reading, because some of her series, I want to kill myself. I read all of the Mortal Instruments series, and I would love to drive a fork through my eye so I would never have to do that again. Started out okay, and then it very quickly descended into chaos and let's talk about our feelings. And I just was not my cup of tea. But because I wanted to have a conversation with her about it, I read those books. And the same thing with Divergent. It sounded interesting to me. I actually wanted to read it, and I'm glad that I did. I read all three of the books, and I really enjoyed them. I thought that they had some good sci-fi themes. But let me tell you something. The movie, absolutely nothing like the second movie is completely different than the books. I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed what they did there for no other reason than I wasn't expecting it because it was so different, you know? And so there's that. Same thing with The Maze Runner. You know, there was a lot of differences in The Maze Runner from the book, and I enjoyed the film because it was full of surprises. You know, if I want the same material, I don't understand why anybody would want the same exact material from the book onto the screen. You know, I don't know why you would want a frame-by-frame thing. I mean, sometimes it works. I mean, Sin City worked very well, but let's face it, the story was pretty solid, but what one of the selling points of that was the ability for them to even be able to film it and make it look like a comic. He did a really good job. So that was half the battle there. But let's just be happy we have all this stuff. And on a final note, I know that some of you have been listening to the show on the Sci-Fi Dig feed, and some of you have been listening to it on the Comic Book Noise feed. You know, when I started doing this, Derek was kind enough to say that, yeah, he would go ahead and serve up the shows in his feed because my idea was to try to be as mobile as possible. And, you know, I've been putting, this is a little, you know, kind of inside the show thing here, but I've been putting the shows on my server and then sending him the links, and he's been serving them up. And the Sci-Fi Dig the Sci-Fi Dig site has been an afterthought. And, you know, so what I've been doing is I've been serving up shows after the fact, usually weeks after they run in Comic Book Noise, because there's listeners there as well. Well, the site has been hacked, and it's caused a little bit of chaos. I am unable I'm working with my service provider now to try to figure something out, but I'm unable to even link to any of the shows because for whatever was going on. It's kind of a mess right now, but I'll still be, Derek has been kind enough to host the shows on his server, and so they'll still be served up over there. So those of you, I mean, I've been getting a lot of emails, people saying the site's down, and I appreciate people's diligence because unless I'm going there to post a show, I don't go to the site very often, and there's not really anything I can do about it at this point. I'm looking at some other options as to what I can do, but it's a work in progress. So anyway, that is the show. That are my thoughts on Convergence. I'd sure like to hear your thoughts on Convergence. And I'm really, you know, one of the things that with Convergence that I really like is, you know, I've been going back and reading a lot of these older books. And the other thing is, too, I have to say is that, you know, the one thing about Convergence that I really like is Comixology has been having a ton of sales on the DC stuff. So I'm able to pick up a few issues here and there for 99 cents of this older stuff that I really like. That the recent sale was the Power of Shazam sale, and they had all 20 issues on there for 99 cents each. So, and I'm a huge Shazam fan, so, or Captain Marvel, however you want to call him. I'm never quite sure what they're calling him now. I think they just call him Shazam now. But at any rate, I am, you know, I'm enjoying being able to pick, even if it's just one issue, even if it's like a Showcase Presents or something like that, that pops up. I'm enjoying reading some of this older stuff, and I have been reading a lot of older things here and there, so it's kind of cool when I'm reading Convergence, and it's a current series, it's touching onto something that I'm reading that's 20 years old. It makes me giggle. I don't know. Just really enjoying it, and I hope that I hope it goes out strong. I hope it makes some positive changes in the DC universe. I hope that everybody kind of gets a little bit of what they want, and we can get a little bit of maybe the New 52. We can get a little bit of some of the classic characters that we were looking at, and I hope we get some of the older stuff that hasn't been around for a while that's able to come over. I'm just not exactly sure what they're doing. I haven't done a whole lot of research on the Convergence. I just knew the general idea, and that's kind of how I want to keep it. I want to, I think a lot of comic book readers, they spend a lot of time researching to see what's going to happen, what the game plan is, not what's going to happen, not that they want to know the end of the story, but what the ultimate plan is. And for me, I'm just kind of staying away from that. I think I just want to, for it to happen kind of organically. Like, if I didn't have previews or the internet and all these other things, I kind of feel that way about a lot of movies too. I've been kind of staying away from trailers. The only Avengers trailers that I've seen have been the ones that have been on TV. I haven't gone out of my way. Now, of course, I went on my way for the Star Wars trailer because, well, it's Star Wars and, I kind of wanted to see what they were going to do there. But, hey, that's the one trailer everybody didn't complain about. I was pleasantly surprised, that everybody didn't complain about that. Anyway, scifidig@gmail.com is where you can reach me. That's the show. Thanks for listening.